Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's O-L-L-Y.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Am I the asshole for refusing to support my wife through her diagnosis after her infidelity?
Oh, no.
Right? We can move on, right?
Like, honestly, no.
Yeah,
like,
we're just going to move on. I agree.
You cheat on me and then you get cancer. I call that karma, bitch.
Bitch. Oh, shit. And welcome to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Steve Green.
Hi, I'm Nikki Limo. Welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You.
And today we are doing Am I the Asshole? And this is going to be, I think, the craziest Am I the Asshole we've ever done.
Is it?
Yes.
I have no idea what he's about to say. So
here is the first one. Ready?
Yes.
My dying wife asked me if it would be okay if she had sex with her ex one last time.
Oh my God.
My wife, and here's the context, right?
Oh my God.
My wife has a terminal disease. She's projected to live at most 9 months. I am, of course, destroyed. We've been together for a decade. I don't remember life without her, and I don't know what I'm going to do when she's gone. I've been doing my best to make the last days of her life good and grant whatever wish that I can. The doctor said she's likely to need a wheelchair in 4 or 5 months. By month 8, she'll be bedridden for the last few weeks. That is if she doesn't decline faster. Recently, she sat me down and told me one of her last things she wanted to do was have sex with a previous partner of hers. I, of course, was shocked. And when I asked why the fuck she wants that, she basically thinks that her most physically compatible, satisfying lover was him.
Oh my God.
She gave a whole monologue about how sex is sometimes just physical and how emotionally fulfilling sex with me is. But it was bullshit to get to that point. So now I'm left with this. Deny my dying wife a wish for my own ego, or let her go fuck
for
another man.
For your own ego, what?
Right? I mean,
okay,
that's,
we'll get to that.
Yeah, or go let her fuck another man who she feels was better. Honestly, I'm so pissed off and betrayed that she even asked this of me. I feel like I'm put in a position where I have to say yes because she's dying. I don't know what to say. I don't know what's right. I'm so hurt that sex with an ex is apparently so good she needs to do it once more before she dies. I just hate everything about this.
My jaw has not left the floor since you started talking.
I know. I told you this was going to be a nutty one.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What the... Well, obviously, you're not the asshole. What if I was like, yeah, you're the asshole?
You're
a prick,
dude.
Let her get hers. What the heck?
Prick.
She's dying. Are you dying? Okay. Then shut up. No.
Yeah.
No, that is absolutely insane. I feel like most of the time it's the other way around, where like the partner starts to like the healthy partner like abandons the cancer partner.
Yes.
Because like they don't want to take care of the person and they go like fuck around and like cheat.
We have a friend who went through that.
Yeah, yeah. So like I feel like it's more often like the husband being like, well, can I go fuck around because it's not going to really matter anymore after 9 months, basically.
Right.
But this is just bananas. First of all, has she been talking to her ex to like set this all up first?
I know, no clue.
Like, it also,
how does she know her ex is that available?
That's what I'm saying.
10 years.
Like, is it like something that she's already pre-planned and it's like the last step is getting permission?
Right.
Or is it like she hasn't even booked it yet and like she's just shooting her marriage in the foot just at the shot of being able to have sex with her ex? This is bananas to me. Bananas. Like, I mean, also, I have just so many questions. I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Because it's like, who ended the relationship with the ex? Did she dump him or did he dump her? Because, like, how are you so confident that you could just, like, go hook up with your ex? Like, how...
That's what scares me,
also,
man.
Why did you guys break up? If you were really compatible, is he like emotionally and verbally abusive? Like, what happened there? I'm so confused at this one. This absolutely baffles me. I don't know how long they've been married. Maybe they haven't been married very long. Maybe they've been married for like a year or something. I don't know. I don't understand. And I'm trying to understand in what world this would be okay. I'm like, are there any caveats? So maybe she just met this man. They've been married for 2 months. You know,
right?
Like, that's the only maybe logical thing I can think of. I that's the only thing. Like, I can't.
Not a
my
decade
mind
of time. They were together for a decade.
A decade. My mind cannot wrap around that at all.
Yeah, that's what the internet has been saying.
Because it's not even whole. Like, can I get an extra fling in with somebody? Like, can I get like, can I hook up with like a Chippendale or a person or whatever? Some random hot guy, just like this is my like last fling,
yeah,
or whatever. It's like literally an ex that she had a whole relationship mm-hmm. with, a history. That is so.
And now you know that you're the whole time you've been with this chick.
Yeah, she's been thinking about her ex. Yeah, that is like double gut wrenching for me.
It's
like
triple.
One, I'm losing my partner. Ouch! Like knife in the gut. And then my partner's like, oh, by the way, my
this
last
wasn't
wish
wasn't as real as you thought.
It's not like I want to have sex with you as my last night wish. Yeah. I want to go and have sex with my ex. Oh my God. I would be so gut-wrenched. I would throw up on the spot, I think.
Yeah, you would. I would too.
I don't even know. I feel like I was betrayed twice, basically.
You would start hyperventilating immediately.
You died twice in my mind.
Yeah.
You died twice.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be grieving two different things. I have to grieve two different things now.
Yeah, that's one of those things where I feel like it's such a deep cut that I would have to like erase all pictures of you and all things of you.
No, that's
and, like
too deep.
It's too deep. Yeah.
Like,
it's
I don't
a
even
total
know.
Betrayal.
I don't think I'm mourning your death anymore, actually, now that I think about it. Like, maybe I don't have to mourn twice.
I'm like, maybe I didn't know who this person
maybe
was.
Maybe I'm like, fuck you. The anger part is going to take way longer
to get through.
I have to double anger get over. Like,
agreed.
I'm angry at the loss of my marriage, but I'm also angry that that was my partner's last wish.
So, final verdict, is this guy the asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
But it's crazy that he even said for his own ego. Like, bro, it's not for your ego. Are you kidding me?
No.
Like, that's
your commitment.
That's
a commitment.
Crazy.
It's a commitment you guys made to each other.
It's not selfish to, like, hope the person you love loves you back that you're married to? What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously in a different headspace.
Was part of her condition a mental deterioration? Because the only other thing that the other caveat is like when my grandma got Alzheimer's, she was like flirting with my cousins, like her grandkids, you know, because she thought that she was in high school still and she was like flirting with every guy.
Every
but, like,
guy who came in.
But my younger cousins who were her grandsons.
Yep.
She would have pictures of them on her refrigerator. She'd be like, that one's mine. And my grandpa would just be like, she thinks she's in high school. She's like, see that one there? And that one's mine.
Wow.
So like if a mental deterioration was part of her diagnosis, I guess I could maybe understand that.
Right.
But I would still be heartbroken. But because like maybe mentally disordered minds speak sober hearts or whatever. Sure. I don't know. I don't know. It's really fucking rough. I'm sorry for that. My heart goes out to this dude. I'm 100%. So sorry for him.
Yep.
Holy shit. That's what a... Oh, my God.
It's a wild one, right? All right, here
we
go.
How could you even ask that? How could you muster up the strength? How could you ask that?
It's insane.
She's got to be a narcissist or something. She's got to be a narcissist.
No clue.
I don't fucking understand this at all.
Try this on.
You broke me, Green.
I know.
You broke me.
I'm planning to today. Check this out. Try this on. Am I the asshole for yelling at my brother for cheating while he was finally, quote, accepting his sexuality? My brother, male, 30, and me, 38, male, grew up in a very religious household.
Okay.
My father was all about good Christian family values, and yet, ironically, he cheated on my mom all the time and expected for us to accept it. I hated his guts, but my brother always tried to please him and have his approval. When he was a teen, we shared a desktop computer, and he sometimes forgot to delete his browser history. I noticed he went to mainly gay support sites, so I thought he might be into guys. I never asked because A, it was his choice to tell me when he was ready, and B, I didn't care. He's my brother and I love him. I understood why he would keep it quiet though. If he came out while we were living with our father, I knew shit would hit the fan.
Mm.
Years passed by. He didn't even come out after losing contact with our dad. I thought maybe he was just exploring sexuality back then, or he was bi or whatever, because he got a girlfriend and he actually married her 5 years ago.
Okay.
This girl, let's call her Julie. She's an angel. She got along with everyone. She became fast friends with my wife, who sees her as a little sister of sorts. I owe her a lot because she's instrumental into making my wife accept she needed help after going through a terrible postpartum depression. Fast forward to this week. Julia calls us sobbing and tells us my brother is cheating on her and that his lover is a male friend of his from work. This has been going on for 3 years or so. Mm-hmm. I went ballistic and called him. I told him he was doing the same thing to Julia our father did to our mom. My brother then tells me he was struggling with accepting he was gay all this time and that I should be more understanding. He accused me of being so mad because he was gay and implied I was low-key discriminating against him. Oh. I told him that cheating is cheating and that Julia doesn't deserve this.
Yeah.
We haven't talked in days and I'm starting to feel guilty. Maybe I should have been more tactful. I don't know. Just feel like cheating doesn't have a free pass at all. Am I the asshole?
This one's a little more nuanced.
Yeah.
So it's tough because you're not the asshole like in the bigotry way. Like I don't think he was a bigot towards his brother or anything. But his brother's like using that as a weapon, but of deflection.
Yeah, back off.
But I'm just saying. But I think that like he definitely was raised that it was wrong to be gay, and so societally he needed to find a wife for it to be acceptable. And maybe like. Okay, I'm trying to picture if I was like in his shoes and let's say it was the reverse was true where like I have to marry a girl in order to be accepted.
Right.
Like I'm sure I could find a girl that I'm like, okay, I get along with her and like I can like hold my nose through sex or whatever, even though I don't really get it. And I don't like it. And like whatever. This is the societally acceptable way. I think I could do that. And then if it was too late, like we had a whole wedding. That means they got married, had a whole wedding, started a whole life. Now it becomes harder and harder to really go the path of my authentic self. And that's a hard road to navigate. Cause yeah, I do believe that cheating is wrong no matter what. And like if you made a vow, but like you should just break up with a person, right?
Yeah.
But it's a little complicated in this situation when you are going to have to take a really big jump to even pursue your authentic truth. So he's still staying in the closet because it's too big of a jump for him.
Yep.
And he just happened to get caught, right?
Pretty much.
Like he didn't accept himself yet. He hasn't like come out and been like, I'm gay, deal with it.
Yeah.
He's still like, oh, how do I keep this running lie going? But I can't stop my truth.
Yes.
So I think that that's hard. And I feel for both parties. Obviously, it hurts to be the wife in that situation.
Sucks.
But I also think that learning that coming to terms with who you really are authentically, despite years and years of programming and having to overcome that and take a highly integrous way of getting, of doing is, it's, that is really difficult.
Yeah. I just think, first of all, if the grand question is just, is this person an asshole? Then no.
No.
But is it wrong what the guy did? Absolutely. You cheated on your person that you made a commitment to, and you were not, you lied to them.
Mm-hmm.
You lied to them. And that's a big deal. I think that, obviously you should go to therapy for what's going on with you.
Yeah.
And you should, probably abscond from your current lifestyle and get to where you belong.
Definitely. But I don't, maybe this was the push he needed to do that. Cause it's hard to do it on your own. And I'm not making excuses for the guy, but I just am trying to have some compassion for the situation he's in. I also think that the OP here is making a kind of incorrect analogy to the dad. Obviously, this was a very traumatizing situation for them in their childhood that the dad cheated on their mom. But it's not really a direct comparison, because the dad wasn't struggling with his sexuality. The dad just straight up cheated on the mom.
Maybe he was struggling with finding some real hotties.
He was probably struggling with that.
Yeah. So it's somewhere in that way.
People, that's a little less complicated.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a little bit more straightforward of a thing. But I can't say I'll ever be in those shoes of having to come to terms with my sexuality while already in a heterosexual relationship, marriage, not just relationship, but legally bound to in a marriage. And then also having to go against all the programming that this is completely wrong and it's immoral for me to be gay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Let's try this on for size. Okay. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Am I the asshole for cheating on my emotionally unavailable boyfriend? I, 18, female, met my boyfriend, 21, male, on a dating app. It was my first experience with relationships at that point. He's older than me. It was very he was very persuasive in his attempts to date me, even though I didn't feel attracted to him at first.
Okay.
Our, quote, relationship started about 3 months ago. He was kind of shy and cute and adored me. At least it seemed that way at first. We've hung out rarely and started doing sexual stuff about 3 weeks after we started dating. I liked it. He didn't force me to do any of it, but he was very adamant about having real sex. But since I was a virgin, I was kind of scared of that. Later on, he started being distant.
How old was she again?
18.
Okay.
He didn't text me as much as he used to. "I miss you," in quotes, was being used almost never, even though we haven't seen each other for a long period of time. He explained that with different schedules, that's just how it is, but he still has time to crack a cold one with the boys every so often.
Mm.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
He's never asked me about my opinion on things, my relationship background, family situation, nothing.
Oh.
He seemed very surface level, at least towards me. Then I've had to go on an unexpected trip because of family issues. He knew that, never asked when I was coming back, didn't even bother to pick me up at the airport.
Yikes.
Didn't text me.
What?
I bawled my eyes out thinking he doesn't even care about me at all. Finally, I got a text about him.
He doesn't.
Not being sober and missing me. Great. I was sad. I tried to address that. But he just told me he knew he had this problem and he needed to go to sleep about being emotionally unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, the next day I broke up with him. I did it in a delicate manner, told him he's a great person. I'm thankful for everything. We are not meant to be together.
Yeah.
He said he knew he had this problem, but he wants to change, etc. Okay, we made up. I was feeling kind of resentful towards him. So the very next day, I cheated on him with the guy I just met on Tinder.
Oh, okay.
I didn't feel anything. No guilt, no disgust, nothing. A few hours later, the weight of my deed crushed me. I cried on the way back to work because I felt like I'm an awful human being. Even though he's not the best, he didn't deserve that. It's a vile thing to do to anyone. I didn't like cheating on him. I honestly don't want to do it again, no matter what. It's better to break up than act that way. He still doesn't know anything about me being unfaithful. So we decided to meet 2 weeks ago, and he's never talked to me since. I didn't try to reach out because he seemed distant. I didn't want to be clingy. And since I cheated on him, I didn't feel attached to that, quote, relationship. Anyways, I think it's pretty clear we're not dating anymore. Am I the asshole?
I mean, you're the asshole for cheating on him, yeah. But I think that it wasn't meant to be anyway. So it's
it sounds like not a real relationship.
You're exactly. You're kind of an asshole for not going through with the breakup. But it really seems inconsequential. There's no consequences for your actions.
This doesn't even feel like cheating.
Doesn't. It's like if you were in love with an AI and like you had sex with a human, and it's just like, okay, well, my computer's turned off. He's like not even there. So it's
Reddit's saying like, don't make excuses for being a cheating asshole. You're a cheating asshole. And accept that you cheating fuck.
She seems pretty guilty about it. And it wasn't even like, I don't think it was
not a real relationship.
It's not a real relationship. Yeah.
Even when she's like, we got back together, we made cool with it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, we were right back to like, he doesn't give a fuck about me anymore. So I'm like, cool, dude, whatever. Like, that's like being in a relationship with like a fucking vending machine.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It was an asshole thing to do per se, in theory.
Right.
But like, in this situation, I really don't see it as like a real relationship to be cheated on.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know. Reddit's weird. They just see cheating bad. And I get that.
No.
Like, that's my hard stance, is cheating bad. But
we both feel that way. But you have to have a real relationship.
You have to have something to cheat on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't have anything to cheat on, it's like I met someone on the street and we kissed on the cheek. And then now if I kiss someone else on the cheek, I'm cheating on them. But it's like, I didn't really know this person.
She's like, we don't hang out.
He doesn't know anything about her.
We don't talk. He doesn't ask me questions. This is like when I told, you had like the guy in elementary school.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I have a girlfriend in Canada.
Yes. Like they hooked up once, and because she lost her virginity to him, maybe she thinks it's more of a big deal and like, oh, we're dating now. But maybe to him, like, who even knows if he thinks they're in a real relationship?
I think he's one of those guys who just keeps things, like, he likes to keep her on the hook and make sure he's still getting nibbles so that he can reel her in if he needs to have
sex. Yeah, 100%. Like, he just sees her as, like, a place to hook up if, like, he's
first three options ain't making it.
Yeah, exactly. I think she's 18 and a little naive and young and inexperienced, and he's taking advantage of that, and she's like, oh, I cheated. Oh, my God, I'm the worst person in the world. And it's like, well, there wasn't really anything there. Like, yeah, cheating is bad. Don't do it. Sounds like she already feels guilty about it, even though it wasn't even a real relationship. So,
right.
No, I don't think you're an asshole as a person. I think it's like, I already said this, but I think it's an asshole thing to do, but not, like, in practice.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, because we all love to do the, like, you're an asshole, you cheated thing.
You're right.
But
there's no,
there
like,
has
blanket
to be some kind of context to like to your relationship, some kind of meat to it. Like, this is not this is not real. I'm sorry. It's not real. Like the lady on the plane, not real.
We reject the premise.
It's not real.
That guy's not real.
That mother effer is not real.
Mother effer, because we never curse on the show.
Okay, check this out. Am I the asshole for telling my neighbor that his fiance might be cheating on him?
Wow, why is everyone cheating today?
Today we're doing this cheating
cheater
episode.
Day? It's a cheater day.
And I started with the craziest one.
Okay. I like that.
Okay. I often walk my dog around the same times in the afternoon and the evening, almost every day for the past two or so weeks. There's been a strange car from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. My neighbor Matt works the graveyard shift, in parentheses. I don't really think anything of it because who really concerns themselves about a neighbor's car? But like an hour and a half ago, I saw Matt's fiance talking to some dude. They didn't really notice me, or if they did, they didn't care. As I was walking my dog, but I distinctively heard her say, bye, sweetie, and then she gave him a kiss. Well.
On the lips?
Apparently. Well, I fucking despise cheaters, so I loitered for a bit
They
went inside, and then I took a picture of the car and texted the picture to Matt. I said, and I quote, hey, dude, sorry to bother you, but there's this car that's been here every day, and I just saw some dude kissing your girl. Just thought you should know. Sorry if I'm intruding or anything. Hope I'm just overreacting. He didn't say anything yet. I sent it 7 minutes ago. But I'm playing the situation in my head and wanted to ask Reddit if I was an ass for sticking my nose into their business.
Yeah, 100%.
Check it out. Edit. He adds it later. He's like, are you sure she wasn't just hanging out with a girl? Apparently, she was supposed to be hanging out with her girlfriend. I said, I'm 80% sure because they have short hair. It was nighttime after all. But I know I did see her kiss and say, bye, babe. I have to go to bed at 11. I'll try to update as I can until then. So then a huge update comes. She came to my door.
he says, you're just asking to get murdered.
Yeah, I have a cell that opens up, and she starts screaming at me to mind my own business. Yeah. And why would I be so cruel to her? And I don't even know her. And why would I try to ruin her
100%.
Marriage? 100%. And what did she ever do to me? I said, I'm sorry. I just don't like cheaters. And if she does not leave now, I'll call the police. She said, let them come. And she was going to call them for harassing her. and to go fuck myself, and I'm a piece of shit for trying to destroy her life for nothing.
I agree.
I start recording her on Snapchat and putting it on my story laughing, and he's like, okay, I might be the asshole now, in parentheses.
Yeah.
As she's tantruming and crying and screaming, she said she'll be back soon and left. Now I'm glad I told him so he can get away from the batshit insanity. Okay, here comes the last update. Are you ready?
All right. I don't like this guy.
He doesn't like cheaters, Nikki.
I get it. Okay. Give me his last update.
He wasn't going to do anything. You have to remember, he was an innocent bystander just walking his dog.
He wasn't going to do one thing
until he realized she was cheating. And he's like, hang on a second. I don't like cheaters.
He's the Batman of cheaters.
Thank you. Exactly. We all need one.
Okay.
So last point of this, right? She was supposed to be hanging out with an actual girlfriend. Apparently she's bi and he's straight and they both could have girlfriends. So he expressed reservations in the past because he didn't want her to sleep with another guy, and she assured him it's completely okay with girls, and that's why he was asking, are you sure I wasn't hanging out with a girl? So when I said 80%, that really pissed him off, and he called her and told her off. They had a huge fight after they hung up. She came to me and told me off, and that's when I started laughing at her and recording, and she was pissed and humiliated, and she left and shortly returned with the guy I saw, which was actually a pretty butch-looking girl with short hair.
Yeah.
Soon afterwards, a police officer came and she said I was stalking and harassing her. She told him about the photos and the videos and the Snapchat story, and he asked to see my phone. I told him no, I know my rights. But he said if I didn't, he was going to make this a lot bigger deal than it has to be. So I eventually caved. He did see all my pictures, the five or so of her car, a couple I tried to get a glimpse of in her window, and the videos I had of her crying. He asked me what the fuck I thought I was doing. I tried to explain my side of the story. He wrote up a report and went to go talk to her, and that was just a couple minutes ago. I'm scared shitless they could press charges. I don't know what happens from here.
The fuck is his problem? This is so funny.
Isn't this great?
Yeah.
I think this guy is not the asshole.
Shut up.
What do you think of that?
You're dumb. This guy has mental issues. This guy, like, seriously. Like, why are you so involved in someone else's business?
But he's clearly bored. He's walking his dog every night.
That's what I'm saying. You're just bored. It reminds me of the freaking HOA here.
Yeah, me too. Like,
excuse me. Reminds me of my cat just sticking his paw in everyone's business.
Yeah, trying to climb on your head.
Yeah. No, I mean, just like, oh, what are you doing in your, why you got some rust on the bottom of your gate? Oh, I'm going to write you up for that or whatever. It's like, nobody fucking.
Hey, there's a little dead patch of grass over here.
Like,
we're going to write
you
up.
You don't know people's situations, okay? You hate cheaters. That's fine. If anyone cheats on you, by all means, you should fucking go after them. But you don't know
what
constitutes cheating. And every couple's relationship is different. Some people aren't even a couple. They're a throuple. Some people are, like, you just don't fucking know people's business.
I think you could, like, how many times are you going to find a throuple out of, like...
Oh, you're just trying to be devil's advocate
100
right
people.
Now.
I'm just saying out of 100 people, you're going to find a throuple? Probably not.
In this day and age, I feel like I find more polygamous people than I find monogamous people.
Well,
100%.
Fair.
In both Vegas and California, I feel like way more polygamy than
monogamy. People that you know...
Yeah.
Or shit that you see.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, people I know are mostly in open relationships now.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
If you weren't married before like 2000, if you weren't together with your partner before 2013, you're probably polygamy.
And you're a piece of shit.
No, shut up.
Oh, I was trying to finish your sentence.
No,
that's what you're going to
stop it.
Say. Okay, my bad.
I'm saying you're a piece of shit if you involve yourself in other people's relationships because you don't know if you live like they're. You don't know if the rules that they established, if the person's cheating on those rules. That's all cheating is like there's a list of rules that you agreed on and you're cheating on them.
That is true because this guy really didn't know that whole situation at all.
At all.
And he just decides to step in and be Batman.
Yes. And before you even told me all those edits is what I thought was just like, you have no fucking idea what these people's relationship rules are. No idea.
Good point.
Like, why would you stick your nose in it like that?
All right, fine. He's an asshole.
Piece of shit.
Agreed. And speaking of assholes, if you're listening to the show and you're not part of our Patreon, you might feel like a real big one. Check us out on patreon.com/sticky. You get the show a day early. We also do a live stream every single month. Where we have free roll poker tournaments, and most importantly, we have Crypto Corner every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That's right.
I talk about crypto for hours and hours on end, plus our incredible Discord community. Join our incredible Discord community by being part of our Patreon.
And you get the show a day early.
So please go check that out, and we will be right back.
Patreon.com/stickystikki.
Thank you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're like kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show. And welcome back. So, Nikki, am I the asshole for asking my wife to stop making jokes about cheating?
Yes.
Okay. We can move on. Do you want to hear this one?
Yeah. Knock, knock. Who's there? Cheater. Hey, fuck you. I said no jokes about
this. No jokes about it.
No jokes.
This has been an ongoing issue for years. My wife fairly regularly makes jokes about cheating on me, and I've repeatedly asked her to stop. We have several whore arguments dedicated to this. Most recently, this happened when we were talking about where we would like to go hiking. I like the more challenging hikes than my wife does, so we were trying to find a mutually satisfying compromise, and my wife made a joke that if we do some bigger hike, get injured and have to go to the hospital, she's going to go to Burning Man and sleep with everyone.
What? These are weird jokes.
Her joke was that if we do something risky she doesn't like and gets hurt, she's going to do something risky I wouldn't like. That's what he says.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I said I told her I don't like those jokes and I asked her to apologize. She refused, so I said I wanted to be alone and went for a walk. She thinks I'm in the wrong for making a big deal out of nothing because she would never actually cheat on me and it's just a joke. I don't think she'd actually ever just cheat on me, but the idea of it's still upsetting and I don't find it funny. Arguably, the more important point for me is that I've asked her to stop so many times and she refuses. Instead, she tries to tell me I'm being unreasonable for not enjoying her joke. Should I let it go because it's just a joke, or should she stop making a joke that she knows upsets me? Am I the asshole?
She should stop making jokes. You're not the asshole. I mean, you're kind of a little pussy bitch, but like...
He's kind of a pussy,
a little pussy bitch. Little pussy like, bitch, I wouldn't be attracted to you and my vagina would like invert itself, but...
Yeah.
I think that if your partner expresses hurt or upset or whatever at something that you're doing or saying, and it's innocuous, is innocuous the right word? Like it's benign to you?
It's benign, yeah.
But it's a big deal to them, then just let it go. I think that like it's easier for you to just stop making jokes about cheating than it is to argue why you should be able to make jokes about cheating. You know, it's like, I don't have to make jokes about cheating.
You can tell though that this guy kind of gets under her nerves a little bit, and she likes hitting that button.
Maybe she kind of a little bit wants to cheat.
Maybe. And maybe that's true too.
Maybe like things like this make her like a little bit like you're a little bitch, and like I kind of am attracted to someone that's not as much of that.
Yeah, much of a bitch about.
Yeah, it's but like bit. I mean, like,
my thing is, dude, well, I'm so, you know, overly, you know, on the side of telling jokes.
Yeah.
Obviously. But like, to me, knowing that this man gets so upset about a joke makes me want to just hit it all day. Right. And like, if it was me, I'd be hitting
it.
But
you have to, if this is the partner you chose. See, here's the thing. That's true. This is what it comes down to for me, is that you should have a certain level of respect for your partner. If not, then maybe it's not a good fit. And if you do have this certain level of respect for your partner, then if they're hurt by something, everyone has their little things that like, there are certain things that I don't like when you, if you joke about and it's stupid and it's just stuff from like, you know, personal, like from my things that I probably need to work out still. Like,
what's one of them?
I can't really say off the top of my head.
I can't either.
But like, you know, I know that we've gotten in little arguments before about jokes that you've made that were a little bit too stabby. And it was just like, too sensitive of a topic. Of, I think it's something about like failure or something like, like this is back, this is a long time ago, but I can't think of a recent.
I don't remember.
But like usually if I say that like,
because we're a roasty bunch.
We are. And that's why like I got pretty thick skin. And like if it is like a random topic that I'm offended by or that like is upsetting me, even if I don't know if I'm getting upset, I'm going to be like, hey, I don't know why I'm getting so upset over this, but it's probably more about me than it is about your joke.
Yes, you're a very good communicator like that.
But I still, it's really upsetting me. And until I can like basically figure it out and get over it or like heal from whatever that thing is that's triggering me, then like, could you stop joking about that?
True.
Because it's just like really upsetting.
True.
I think there's a couple where you just... there's been a couple where you went too hard on like joke wise and I just get frustrated and I cry or whatever.
Yeah, I learned because you know, when you know, not this is not my excuse, it's just like where it comes from.
Yeah.
For me, is just like if we're doing a bit, I'm gonna try to escalate the bit all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, sometimes you shouldn't do that. But like, for example, like, you know, when my grandmother died, you would walk around for like the entire week and you would ask me how many grandmas I have and I would have to say that
because I know that that's your type of humor though, like I have
none
and then I would tease him that I have more grandmas than him,
yeah,
but I know that's his. I would never do that to anyone
it's
else
one of
on
my
the planet
favorite bits of all
and
time
and he loved it. I knew he would get a kick out of
I
that
I loved it.
But like, okay, so there I think this is where it happens,
okay.
Is that I make a light joke that you get sensitive about,
okay.
And instead of openly communicating, hey, that's kind of a sensitive topic for me and I'm not over it yet, you just try to find something I'm sensitive about.
That's true. I retaliate.
And fucking retaliate.
Yeah, and
jokes.
I shoot hellfire
and
missiles
at you.
And
it hurts so bad.
Oh,
I'm like, where the
so
fuck did
true.
That come from?
I always do
and
that.
And it's not even, I'm like, what the hell did I do?
That's
because
so
he
true.
Doesn't communicate to me that I hurt his feelings a little bit with one of my roasts. So he just, comes at me with hellfire.
Yeah,
but
I silently accept it. I take it.
And
then
you,
I
like, and
I
then
plan,
you look for any opportunity
to
stab me in the heart.
That's so true.
And sometimes I've been better at calling it out, and I'm like, you're just trying to do that to hurt me because earlier I said this and you maybe took it a little too seriously, and he's admitted that.
By the way, this is going back like 5 years.
Yeah,
it's been
like
5 years.
It's
since
not
that.
Been recent.
No, but that is really funny. I'm only laughing so hard about it because it really, it's not part of our relationship.
No, it's just like I'm trying to find similar examples to this Am I the Asshole story so I can kind of relate to it maybe. But like
I think this dude's a pussy, but also
she's
an
like
asshole.
She's being an asshole about it. So like no, I don't think you're an asshole for setting boundaries. No, I don't.
Exactly.
I think that's perfectly healthy if something's ticking you off and like even if you don't quite know what it is yet and you know she's joking, because he's like, I know she's joking, it's just still I'm still sensitive to it. You know, so I think that if I made too many cheating jokes, you'd be upset.
If they're funny, though, I would.
If they're funny, but those aren't funny.
This is not funny.
Like, I thought she was going to make a bit about her falling in love with a doctor or something like that.
Yeah, true.
This is just like, I'm going to be a whore or whatever.
I'll be
what?
A whore and fuck everyone at Burning Man. Like, it's like, whoa, okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with whores, but I'm just
that's
saying.
That's damn right.
You know,
or fucking Burning Man.
Fucking at Burning Man.
Doesn't mean it's not.
But I'm just saying, I don't know where the punchline is there.
I agree. Hey, maybe make funnier jokes.
Yeah, she's an asshole for not making funnier jokes. Make funnier jokes.
Okay, next one. Am I the asshole for being okay with cheating unless it's my own relationship?
Oh, like he's okay with other people cheating on each other?
So check this out. I'll make this short and sweet. I'm dating someone now, and I would never cheat on them, and I'd hope for and expect them to never cheat on me too. We got in an argument earlier because I admitted that before I met him, I didn't see a problem with being the other woman because, quite frankly, they weren't my relationships. And if someone expressed interest in me, I felt like it was okay because I'm not cheating on or breaking trust with the partner. I'm just living out a fantasy or kink along with the man I'm sleeping with who is as well. My boyfriend's point of view is that cheating in any form by all parties is wrong. And he doesn't know if he can trust that I won't cheat on him because I've openly admitted to being the other woman at times. My point of view is that I love him. I would never want to hurt him in that way. And it wasn't my fault that the men in other relationships lied to their partners. And it's not my fault that they wanted to do those things with me.
I
will admit it can be morally questionable to be a homewrecker.
Yeah, that was just going to say. It's like she should reward the topic as I'm okay with homewrecking, just not cheating.
Right. I think so.
Yeah.
But she says the blame is on them, not on me.
Those are two different things.
I'm the person who was chosen for the home wrecking part of it, not for the home.
So that's two different discussions because it's like, well, yeah, like you're not cheating, so you're not okay with cheating at all, but you are okay with home wrecking.
Right.
So
yeah.
Like I mean
like you're part of the problem and then you're saying like, but I don't want that in my life.
Yeah. But like, well, I would pick a partner that wouldn't cheat on me or whatever.
Right.
I think I get it because it's two different things. But it I think they're is. Both really shitty things.
Yes.
I would not be okay with either of those
things. If you know that someone's in their thing and then you do that bullshit cop out thing, which is like, well, it's not on me. That's their relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
But you know about it. You're a scumbag.
I'm not okay with either of those things.
Scumbag move.
Yeah.
You're the asshole for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but he's just... I think he's just going into the argument wrong.
Yes.
Because, like, she's not responsible for the cheating. So, yeah, I agree with her. She's not responsible for the cheating. But she doesn't mind that she's being a homewrecker.
Right.
I would have a problem being a homewrecker.
I think you would.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that.
I think maybe you would. Yeah. Maybe.
I think they're both, like, pretty wrong. But, you know.
Agreed.
Every situation is nuanced, but in general, I don't agree with either one.
Well, how's this for nuance?
Okay.
Am I the asshole for refusing to support my wife through her diagnosis after her infidelity?
Oh, no.
Right? We can move on, right?
Like, honestly, no.
Yeah,
like,
we're just going to move on. I agree.
You cheat on me and then you get cancer? I call that karma, bitch.
Bitch! Oh, shit. Deal with it. Yeah, we're just gonna move on. I completely agree. Okay, this one I thought was pretty good. Am I the asshole for telling my son that his mother cheated?
Ooh, how old's the son?
My son is 14. Okay. Soon to be ex-wife and I were married for almost 20 years. Recently found out she had been having an affair with her coworker. We are getting a divorce. They are officially dating.
Ooh.
I'm crashing at a buddy's place while I look for an apartment. My son is torn up about it and he's confused. On our last visit, he kept asking me questions like, if I still loved his mom, why didn't I think she was attractive? Basically trying to figure out what happened. So I told him. I told him that his mom had an affair, and that's why our marriage is ending. He put two and two together and realized mom's current boyfriend may be the culprit. Damn. He has been a nightmare at home ever since, cursing, screaming at his mother, and being defiant. She doesn't want to put up with him. I told her what I told him, and she's very upset. She thinks I'm a huge asshole, but I don't want to lie to my son. I'm willing to take him after I find a place. My buddy also thinks it was an asshole move. And I'm very disappointed with the way he is acting. I didn't expect it. Was I an asshole for this? It's been tearing me up, wondering if I did the right thing.
This is a great am I the asshole.
Right?
Because I can understand both sides. Like, yeah. I understand the protected, like, shouldn't involve the kids in your marital issues. Yes. Like, you know, the kids should be kind of protected.
Yes.
From, so they don't have a bias towards mom or dad because both are... parents in this, you know, the kid should have nothing to do with it.
Absolutely.
However, this kid is old enough. This kid is like in his teens, right? Mm-hmm. And if my kid's COVID after, I would already be fucking upset that I'm biting my tongue protecting you and you're like having a fun time with your fucking new girlfriend that you had an affair with and now I'm sleeping on a fucking couch.
Yeah, and they're in your old house now, yeah, cavorting around. Yeah,
sleeping
around.
In my ugh, bed ugh, with my stuff.
Oh, I hate it.
Probably with my cat.
I'm steaming.
And I'm like on a couch somewhere at some friend's house and my kid is like, why did you leave dad? Why aren't you attracted to dad anymore?
Why are you destroying our lives?
Yeah, I'd be like, you want to know about your fucking dad?
Exactly.
Yeah, like exactly. I would break my silence.
Get it, girl.
So I agree. I'm sorry. It might be he might be an asshole.
It might be.
I might be an asshole in that situation.
What? We might just be assholes
in
general.
We might just be assholes.
I think I'm a petty person.
Actually, I think I'm kind of an asshole.
I don't think I'm a big enough man to handle that shit. I'll tell you that right now. But I'm a very small man. I'm a big guy, but I'm a small man.
Mikey comes at me and saying like, why don't you love fucking dad anymore? Oh, I'm letting the kid know. Guess what? You tell me what I should do in this situation, kid. Okay? This guy, I give him all my love, all my life, my youth. I gave him my youth.
Yep.
And
he put it in a blender.
He fucked around and found out. Okay. So the thing is about this lady that cheated, is that like this is part of the consequences of your actions.
Correct.
So like as part of a timeline, like this is part of it that your kid might find out what you did.
God forbid there's consequences, by the way.
And by the way, if he's not finding out now, he's finding out in 3 or 4 years when he's an adult anyway. Exactly. Like it's not going to be hidden forever. It's going to get found out.
Dude, so get this. So the wife gets to cheat.
Yeah.
Then the new guy gets to move in.
Yeah.
New guy gets to have a kick-ass fun relationship with the son, and nobody's supposed to say one fucking iota of a word. What kind of trust issues does that build later on when that kid finds out what happened?
Yeah.
And then he's like, wait a minute, so I've had this whole fake relationship with this fucking dude who destroyed my family's life.
And I've been mad at my dad for leaving my mom.
Yeah, exactly. Dad has to take every single L.
Yeah.
And the truth, when does the truth get to come out?
Exactly. I think that's the thing about you and me is that we're just fighters for truth.
Damn right.
And it's like we know that we're supposed to bite our tongue sometimes in certain situations.
Sometimes you just can't.
But sometimes you just can't, especially if it's my kid and my kid is saying, like, coming at me like I'm the bad guy for leaving you. Like, hell no, that's not happening.
You know who's the asshole in this situation other than the wife? Is his fucking friend for not riding with him.
Yes.
What the fuck? Your friend's a piece of shit,
dude. What
the fuck
is wrong with your friend?
Your friend's a piece of shit,
bro. His friend's
bro.
Waiting in the wings. He's like, but your wife said I'm next.
Yeah, exactly. Your wife's hot. Like, maybe she'll like me if I'm nice about the situation.
No, you are
not a rider. You fucking suck. Get off the bike.
That actually happened in one of my previous relationships. I won't say which relationship, but like after we broke up and he was a piece of shit, he cheated on me, whatever.
Yeah.
But like his friends came out of the woodwork and was like, I don't agree with what happened. Blah 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 or whatever, like, and they try to get with me. So I'm not saying like a bunch of them, but like a few of them that knew what happened were like
not riders
they were not riders.
Not riders, that's for sure.
That's funny. Anyway,
hey, I'll tell you this right now.
Hey man,
in high school I was very young, I was not yet a rider.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know how to get on the bike.
Yeah,
but I did have a friend who was with this chick and like he was miserable with her, like constantly like bitching about their relationship. And then like once he broke up with her and I was like, yeah, you should break up with her. I got with her. Straight up.
Wow, you're that guy.
Anti-rider fucking material for sure.
Wow.
But you know what? I was just like, well, dude, you didn't like her the whole time. Like you were fucking pissed and bitching about the whole thing the whole time.
Yeah.
And then I got with her and it took a while for me to find out, yeah, he's right. But I mean, I was in that thing for like 2 years or something.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
That was like my first serious girlfriend. But yeah, that is not ridery Steve at all. That was, but hey, that's, you have to learn those things. And then me and that guy were not friends after that, basically. Yeah. Duh. But yeah, hey.
Well, so yeah, you have to learn. So it's like, so for those wives, it's like, well, if it isn't the consequences of my own actions.
Correct.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm sorry that you are having a tough time with your kid now. How else were you supposed to deal with that?
True.
Like, you just get to be the good guy?
Yeah.
You just get to be the good guy? You're not the good guy. Sorry, you're not the good guy.
And the idea that the son, 14 years old, has to now live with the dude.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, that sucks.
First of all, I would put my foot down and say, that's not happening. We don't know this guy.
Okay. And now I'm trying to like, okay, what are the possible ways I could be on the wife's side
here?
Okay, and I'm like, okay, maybe if OP was like abusive, maybe
of course
emotionally cut off or whatever, and there had been like a long standing thing and they were staying together for the kid,
right,
and if they had lots of conversations about it and went to couples therapy, maybe we're just like not getting a lot of details somehow, and then I'm like, all right, well, I'm just gonna have an affair because I can't, I'm stuck, like I'm a prisoner, yeah, basically in my marriage. But even so, I'm just like, yeah, but if divorce is inevitable anyway, then yeah, if it's inevitable anyway, then I would, then you should just break up. I'm like, you're not really staying together for the kid then anyway.
Amen.
So I can't, there's no way I can.
I don't like when you add the nuance to it. I liked it before when it was just black and white.
And I tried.
Yeah, you tried.
I tried.
It's okay.
I try to be fair, but
definitely
like,
the asshole. Definitely your friend's a fucking asshole, not a writer at all.
Yeah, your friend's an asshole.
Not writer material whatsoever.
Your wife's an asshole, friend's an asshole. Get new wives and new friends.
Yeah, seriously. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah.
But that's all the time we got for today, folks.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in.
Check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/sticky. Nothing helps the show more. We appreciate all of our Patreon people so very much. Thank you for listening.
It helps us keep Mark around.
That's right. And
shout out to Mark.
Shout out Mark. And we hope that you guys had a pleasant Thanksgiving and a happy holiday Christmas season.
And a Merry Christmas.
And Merry Hanukkahs and all that.
All that.
And we will.
Kwanzas.
Yeah. And we will talk to you guys on the next one. Good night and bye bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.